Joe, please don't be like that, she said. Look on the bright side.
He grunted. What is it?
There is a bright side, Joe. When the season ends, we could travel. We could go to Provence. How would you like to go to Provence? It is so beautiful, so civilized there.
I never heard of it, he said.
But he felt himself growing soft inside. Her eyes were closed now, and her soft hair blew gently about her temples. Other ball players, they go hunting and things like that in the off-season, don't they? She asked, clasping her hands behind her head. We could go to Provence, and then when spring training starts next year, we could go to Florida. You see, Joe, it is far better than burning. Far better. And although he continued to paddle, he was looking at her hand, noticing how lightly, how caressingly it rested on the canoe. And it struck him that if he were to kiss her, kiss this girl named Lola, it would be like two people without substance kissing. They were two people who did not exist, floating in a canoe, in darkness and silence, floating towards a gossamer bridge. It was an eerie feeling and a temptation. It was a cave where he could hide from conscience with perfect respectability. Lola stretched, reaching repose again with a shiver that coursed the length of her body. Then she was reaching for his hand. Stop paddling a minute, Joe. Her hand was slim and cool. Why don't you get down here beside me? There's room. We could just float. Float where? He muttered. It doesn't matter, she purred. To Spain, perhaps? That would be quite a feat, he said huskily. Yes, a pleasant feat, she said. Shall we float, Joe?